Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/wondery. That's vanta.com/wondery for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on, it's about keeping everything secure.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Keke Palmer, and let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This is Keke Palmer. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So then Erica comes in, she's like, oh, hi, made me get out of bed, this better be good. Hi everybody, hello, hello bartender, hello busboy, hello Lisa Vanderpump Flowers. Was I supposed to say that out loud? What the fuck do you want, Kyle?
And Erica's like, can I have an old fashioned? And just like that, Sutton walks right in and Kyle's did someone order me? So Kyle's like, Sutton is ready to partay in her party outfit. Oh my god, she had must have had a Menti B when she picked that out, am I right? That outfit is so on fleek. I'm Audi 5000 in 5 minutes, by the way, guys.
I love how Erica just clocks everybody's material items every single time. She's like, where'd you get that purse, Sutton? She's like, oh, you know, it's a Dolce & Gabbana. They gave it to us when we went to La Scala, I guess. I was waiting for the Chuck E. Cheese edition, but, you know, they're a little bit behind. Sure, they'll be sending it.
So they order, and Kyle orders. Kyle asks about meatballs, which
that's
is...
That's a little personal. She's like, how are your meatballs? How about you fuck off and let me have some privacy?
No, I'm actually asking about the movie Meatballs because I was in that. So
she wishes.
I know.
So then that was a good movie. I mean, that was an Oscar winner. So then Sutton's like, okay, well, I got to ask, why are we here? Why? This isn't a shooting day. What do you want? And it's just an awkward pause. And Garcelle's like, hold on. Let me just give a, I would laugh out loud, but this is more of a moment. So there you go, everybody. Do with that what you will.
So Erica goes, well, this is like a meeting of the board of directors. Wink, wink, Kyle. Remember how I said that's my buzzword for people I don't like anymore?
So Kyle's like, first of all, okay, now I'd like to bang, bang, bang. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Okay, first of all, I want to apologize for how I left on Friday.
Don't apologize to me, please. That's why they've got churches. Go to a goddamn church. I don't have time for this. Have some bread, have some wine. You're forgiven. Jesus Christ.
I want to say also what I said and how I feel. I stand by, like, I do stand by what I said. However, how I went about it and how I acted, I feel very badly about it. So I want to apologize for that.
Well, I just want to be clear. Why are you apologizing? Exactly why? Why? Why, Kyle? Why?
She's like, for the way that I...
Why, Kyle? But why?
What was the way?
Because I said stop that.
Why? But why, Kyle? Why?
And then Sutton's grilling her in a way that doesn't make sense to me. But then she's like,
well, what I want Kyle to do is apologize for holding herself to a different standard than everyone else. I want Kyle to recognize that she is the same as everyone else, that she is not some creature
that lives in this beautiful castle land and that she is actually human and makes mistakes and needs to be accountable. But she doesn't just say that. I wish she would just say that because Kyle probably needs to hear that. But instead, she just keeps going, but Kyle, hey, Kyle, could you hand me a breadstick? Oh, my God, this bread. Here, I'm going to pretend this breadstick is you. Why breadstick? Why?
Why? I know this is quintessential Beverly Hills in that Sutton is confronting without actually saying what the issue is and then just saying it in the confessional. And I mean, I guess that is just the charm of the show. A lot of times I'm like, ugh, if this were Salt Lake City, they'd just put it all out on the table, or old school Roni, or even New Jersey. But at this point, maybe I'm just sort of giving myself over to it. This is the way they communicate on this show. They have like a weird quasi confrontation that doesn't actually articulate what the issue is. And then they are polite. But then in all the interviews, that's where they just talk all their shit. And you have to wait to the reunion.
That's their love language, you know. But it's also good because it's giving Kyle more ammunition later when she's like, I came to you vulnerable and you just kept questioning me over and over again. What is this? A cult?
So Kyle's like, honestly, I said a lot of things and like, I'm upset. I apologize for saying fuck off. And Garcelle's like, and also shame on you. And then they show that. when she's standing in the doorway, be like, and shame on you guys for asking this question. Shame on you. We're all too old to be doing this. Shame on you.
It's like, well, you know, like, I mean, I'm explaining. I don't have to go through a list. It's like, but I'm just apologize. If you're apologizing, I'm just, wow. Wow.
Okay, how about this? I apologize for everything. Everything I said, and everything's in the apology. Everything on this certain, okay, on last Thursday, everything that happened on that day, whatever it was, I apologize. Every single thing that happened, blanket apology.
Well, call me a case of Benjamin Button, because I'm curious. Wow. Wow, Kyle. Wow.
Erica's like, Sutton, leave her alone. That's why I struggle with Sutton. What were they like when their husbands walked up? I mean, my God, come on, guys. Do you really think that Sutton's track that she was fucking missed together while she was going through her divorce? No. Do you think Garcelle, I mean, the fucking woman wrote a letter to CAA.
Do you think she was acting her best, putting her best foot forward? And, you know, if you're really friends with someone during the worst time in their life, don't call them. Just ignore their pain like everybody else. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. But also, Erica, they were giving you such shit when you were going through all the shit with your marriage, and you said that before. So yeah, Kyle deserves it because Kyle's not missed together, but she didn't let anybody else not be missed together either. So she deserves it. And Kyle's like, well, I've never behaved like that. And that is not somebody I want to be. Well, except for last year in Aspen when I screamed at Dorit and had a temper tantrum because she said something nice about Kathy. Or, you know, about that time I hit Brandy's crutches and called her a slut. I was like, can we just keep showing Kyle montages, please?
Bad behavior for like the past 15 years. Yeah, that's just like not who I am. It's just like not somebody that I'm proud to be. So like, I wish I'd been calm, cool, and collected. And you know what? Like, you guys are, like, actually hurting my feelings right now. And, like, I know I had no bad intentions with this text. And I just feel like I was being accused at that moment.
Yeah.
So now she's a victim again.
Yeah, exactly. It's everybody else's fault. So she's like, yeah, I mean, I was overwhelmed. Like, I had no friends, you know, except for the ones that kept following me out trying to be my friend. And so it's like, well, I will say this. You know, we were very surprised at your reaction. And I woke up in the morning and I could just think, wow. 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 And she's like, well, you know, we've all had these, I'm sorry. She's like, we've all had those moments, you know, and Sutton's like, well, you know, it just was a lot of reaction. And I thought to myself, I'm just disappointed in Kyle, you know, that she's leaving this group. And she's like, well, we've all had those moments, Sutton, right? And she's like, well, yeah, but you yell at me for doing it. And everyone's like, oh, I can't believe Sutton would say that to Kyle. No, it's true. She yells at everybody else, and then she does the same thing, you know?
I guess my wish would be for you to not walk away again. God, it feels good to do this to you instead of you doing it to me. And Kyle's like, I removed myself because, like, I honestly felt like it wasn't good for my mental health. Menti B, if that's the kids are saying it, to be honest. And, like, I think now, like, moving forward, we've got to, like, figure out a different way to work through things so it doesn't feel like that.
Well, I just want to say, my little meatball, I support you through anything you're going through in your life, and I'll always be here. Thank you, Garcelle. I was talking to the actual meatball. Were you saying something?
My takeaway from this dinner is Kyle wants to smooth things over, and she knew me, Erica, and Sutton would be easier to smooth things over with in a smaller group than if she had Dorita Bowes or anyone else there. To which I say, no.
No. So she's like, well, I think Kyle's afraid that this is going to be brought up at Garcelle's beach house. And she wants to know that she has allies. But I'll tell you this. Erica might be a minion, but Garcelle and Sutton are not minions.
Ooh, that's going to be a sticking point at the reunion, because Erica is not going to like being called a minion.
I'm not a minion. I think for myself. I pat my own puss. How did I get demoted from being Despicable Me to a goddamn minion? I'd actually prefer the last two seasons. At least he was a lead.
So Sutton's like, well, I have been a judge and a jury. And Erica goes,
and the executioner.
And they all like laugh. They laugh as if that was like such a brilliant joke, when that was clearly where Sutton has been. Like when you say you're a judge and jury, executioner's next.
Yeah. It's a natural progression. Okay, so let's go to Oxnard, California, 12 p.m. Oh my God. This is so great. Is this CGI? There's a beach house. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, gorgeous. So she's getting ready for the ladies to come over, and she has a lady there doing flowers and party and getting everything ready, and starting with that lychee martini. And she's like, well, I hope the ladies are ready to let their hair down, have some fun, and say, whoa, because this is going to be fun. There may or may not be some twerking involved.
She also calls out for someone named Glenda, and I thought that was funny. I just like the thing that Glenda the Good Witch was, or whatever her name is there in the house. So Kyle's at her house, and she's like talking to her housekeeper and everything, and I guess the women are like gathering at Kyle's house, and then they're gonna go to Garcelle. So Jennifer Tilly's there first. She's like, Kyle, how are you? She's like, you know what? Like, I'm ready for a day at the beach, son. Fun. I'm so excited. I was looking at all sorts of funny memes about the beach, and I cannot wait to do all the fun activities today.
Which someone pulls up. She goes,
oh, someone's here. It's a Bosie.
Oh, look, it's Bosie. Someone's here.
So Kyle's like, oh my God, look at those fun earrings. Oh my God. Look, here I am. I'm a plain baked potato with no butter and salt. That's such a strange place. It's just a strange place to go with that. Like, because Kyle's like dressed down, and Bose comes in all glamorous, and she's like, oh my God, I'm such a baked potato with butter and salt. I was like, Kyle, have you eaten yet today?
Yeah. So Bose is like, well, this is the first time I'm seeing Kyle since she stormed out of my house in a fuzzy robe, fuzzy slippers, and a Birkin. I'd expect some kind of an apology, but no. Here we are. So now everybody's arriving, and they're like, oh my God, you look so amazing. You look so great. You look so...
Oh, hello, Miss Erica Jane. How are you, Miss Stassi? We're like the Spice Girls. I'm Paprika. You're Adobo. I don't know any other spices. I'm so sorry.
Wow. Herbs de Provence over there. She looks so beautiful. She's like a very beautiful Herbs de Provence. Don't you all agree?
So then Dorit comes over, and she's like, oh, Bose, I love your loungewear. And she's like, oh, thank you. I feel like I'm comfortable. Wow, this is sort of your thing now, is to diss people about their comfortable clothes as soon as you arrive to an event. I didn't think you were going to do it to me so quickly, but that's fine.
Well, guys, please gather round. I have some very disheartening news. Today, Jagger came in.
And little Jagger,
he told me, Mommy, are you and Daddy divorced? And I said, Queen!
No. No.
It
no.
broke me hard. How could you think that?
And then we see a screenshot of a very, very long-winded, because it's Dorit, Instagram post. Like,
sometimes in life, you're married to a man that looks like a sack of wet flour. Sometimes that man turns into beautiful bread, and sometimes he's just a soggy mess. I'm leaving PK in his stupid face.
Sometimes that sack of flour meets a bag of Pringles, puts it on its hand, and says, here's my sponsor. And the sponsor says, we're getting divorced. So, here we are.
So,
have you ever dripped water on one of your white vitamins and just watched it bloat? That's PK. I'm leaving him. Stupid!
Erica says, well, I know Dorit tried her hardest to protect those children. You know, I mean, she protected them so hard, like, for instance, when she wrote a giant paragraph on social media about what happened.
Yeah.
Although
she's
I think she's
really going out of her way to protect those kids. It's the internet. You think they don't know how to use the internet? Come on now. Your daughter's pirouetting like 30 times in a row. You think she don't watch that on YouTube? Come on. The internet. The internet is the college for the children of today.
But like, I'm being snarky, but like, I think that they had to write that because it was starting to come out in news or something like that.
They did, but she also has to tell her kids what's going on. I mean, if that's coming out in the news, you don't write about it on Instagram before you tell your damn kids. I mean, have PK's sponsor do it. He's not busy. Fuck. Get the can of Pringles over there, sit the kids down and be like, listen here. PK's not going to be with mummy no more.
Mummy, the Pringles are talking to me. Go with it. Just go with it.
So I said, you know, sometimes in marriages, when you're married for a long time, you can have your ups and your downs and your G's. And sometimes you need a little time apart. And he said, but you and Daddy are always going to be friends, right? You're always going to be best friends. And I said, I certainly hope so, Jagger.
And Jennifer's like,
oh, that breaks my heart. You know, it's really terrible what the children... You know, I remember one time when I had to leave Annabelle. And she was like, please don't leave me in this house. I said, Annabelle, it will only be for 5 days. And then I remembered that she's just a doll.
Well, speaking of best friends, I hate to interrupt. I'm so sorry. But speaking of best friends, I did get a note from Garcelle, and she wants this day to be like positive and fun. So maybe we can stop crying about husbands and get in the car because we've got a long road. Okay. So let's just back away from three, back away from the crazy person. Okay.
You're like, damn.
Because it was like a serious scene. It was like the music was serious. Dorit was like, obviously, like, hurting. The women were all concerned, and it's like, all right, everyone, well, that 101 freeway isn't gonna get much emptier than it is right now, so we better get on the road. Okay,
hey, let's look at the bright side. At least you weren't robbed at gunpoint this time. Am I right? Okay, get in the car.
It was so rude of Sutton, but like, I have a theory, and I think it ties into that gunpoint thing, which they, by the way, they show this, the gunpoint thing again, because they're like, Sutton's not good with timing. I think that, like, what's kind of funny for me with Sutton is that I think when certain things happen that, like, hew too closely to her life experiences and her own trauma, she does, like, the thing in the movies where someone's like, all right, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to do something else now. So I think, like, this talk about, like, the divorce stuff, and don't forget, like, with the gun, you know, what happened with her father. Like, when these things come up, she just like shuts down and is like, I cannot talk about this. Hi, we are going on the road. And like, it shouldn't be funny because it is her coping mechanism to trauma in her life. But to me, I just think it's funny because it's just like every movie I've seen on an airplane that's sort of like Ashley Judd. It's like, okay.
Ashley Judd.
Where she's like, all right, we are not going to talk about that. We are a family and we are going to move forward.
It's every movie with Ashley Judd. You know, I can see that. I think that also, though, Dorit just talks too fucking much, and they're sick of it. Every time, if you think about it, every scene Dorit, I would say 90% of the scenes that Dorit has walked into, she's gone, guys, let me tell you what's going on with the uncooked chicken breast I married. You know, it's like, oh, for Christ's sake, Dorit.
And also, like, Sutton also knows, we've got like a 2-hour drive. Well, we've got like a 90-minute drive, but if we wait too much longer, it's going to be a 2-hour drive. We have plenty of time in the Sprinter van to discuss this.
Save the monologue for the Sprinter van. You know, we need a book on tape in there. So they go, and they're all pissed at Sutton now because she's so rude. And yeah, like you said, we see this montage of Sutton just being completely, well, I guess we're not going to talk about robbery now. I have a designer that's in jail in Paris. There I said it.
I mean, this is really one of the harshest lines ever, with Sutton goes, well, I've been putting out fires all day too, but I wasn't held at gunpoint. Sorry. Can you believe she said that on camera?
Still can't believe it. Every time they show it, I'm like, oh, because in my mind, I try and smooth it over because I like generally like Sutton, but oof, yeah, it's bad every time.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hey, Hotels.com here. Tired of living like a sardine?
The next station is...
We know a hotel where you can enjoy the open ocean. Book hotels with ocean views in the Hotels.com app. Find your perfect somewhere.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer, and let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. You know how everyone's all about new year, new me? Well, on Baby, This is Keke Palmer. we're taking it to a whole other level. We're talking new year, new perspectives. And honey, it's going to change your life. I sat down with astrology queen, Chani Nicholas. Y'all, if you want to understand yourself better this year, this episode is it. And then there's my chat with the incredible Da Vinci, where nothing was off the table. If you're looking to level up your mindset this year, his words are definitely going to hit different. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This Is Keke Palmer. Catch it on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And for the full experience, head to my YouTube channel. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app. Let's make this year our best one yet, baby.
UFO lands in Suffolk, and that's official, said the News of the World. But what really happened across two nights in December 1980 when US servicemen saw mysterious lights in the forest near RAF Woodbridge and claimed to have had a close encounter with an actual craft?
Encounters, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, takes a deep dive into one of the most famous and still unresolved UFO encounters to ever take place in the UK, featuring shocking testimony from first-hand witnesses, hosts, journalist, podcaster and UFO researcher Andy McGrillan, that's me, and producer L. Scott, take us back to the nights in question and examine all of the evidence and conflicting theories about what was encountered in the middle of a snowy Suffolk forest 40 years ago.
Are we alone? Encounters is a podcast which is going to find out. Listen to Encounters exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or in Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So they go to Garcelle's Oxnard Beach House, and she's just sitting there living her best life with her lychee martini. And they go in, they love it, and it's beautiful, and they're all complimenting it and all that good stuff. And Kyle's like, I'm so impressed and so excited for Garcelle. She worked her ass off for the... Oh! How did the bird get here?
All right, everyone. I have loungewear. I've tried to do things that I thought would be chic, like loungewear. So I was like, oh, this is very sweet, even though I kind of just did this with my party last week. That's fine. So Garcelle's like, all right, I have some comfy loungewears that I want all the girls to try on so they can relax and not worry if they're wearing Gucci, LV, Chanel. You know how it goes.
Ross, we all know for less for everybody. Welcome to Oxnard.
Well, we know one thing they're definitely not wearing. Kyle buys a hottie. What was it called?
Kyle by Shahida.
Shahida.
Right? So I think it is funny. You just mentioned this, but I think it's so funny that they keep trying to redo each other's party, because we had the first one that was like a spa day. Then that didn't end well. So Bo's tried to do another spa day. She's like, this is how you do one, in pajamas with masseuses. And now Garcelle's like, no, this is how you do it, in pajamas by a beach. It's like the whole season they're just going to try and one-up each other's spa day.
In a different county. Garcelle's literally in a different county. Like, this is really stretching the term Beverly Hills. So Dorit's like, well, I did not spend all this time and effort curating this very cute outfit, only to be told to change into pajamas. So they change into the pajamas, and Jennifer Chilli's like, oh, this is like very me. I really like this. Oh, by the way, I got you a little gift. And they're like, what is this? It's Dolce & Gabbana. It's a toaster. Yes, it matches your outfit. I thought it would be great. You could make toast here in your beach house.
Wow, God, do you have one of these?
She's like, I do. And Erica goes, oh my God, why am I clapping? Why? God, this is amazing.
Erica's taken back to when she was like 23 and like earning money by appearing in like infomercials as the audience for like a dehydrator.
Erica's just like, God, I expect her to roll up with anything at this point. Listen, the girl's got good shit. She just does.
It's kind of amazing. We see a montage of Jennifer being like, I got you something. It's a boat. Here's something. It's a boat. It's a Louis Vuitton boat. It's like her bag that's shaped like a boat, but it's Louis Vuitton.
That bitch has good shit.
All right, we're going to change. We're going to go to the beach. And then we're going to have a really nice dinner. So they woo. And now they, you know, do that. They go to the beach. They get, but first they put on their beach clothes and Sutton comes down and she's pulled her waist all the way up to her rib cage. And they're like, why? Why, Sutton? Come on, man.
So they are going to go outside. Well, first they have to get in golf carts. And so it's the classic housewives in golf carts thing. It's so funny. So they drive around and they finally make it to the beach where it is freezing cold and the wind is like whipping around their faces and they all look miserable. And they have some lychee martinis and everything. And then I love this. So they're standing at the little bar set up and Jennifer is there and she is with Sutton and Dorit and there's a party planner Nicole is there. She's like, oh, excuse me, will you just take a picture of us real quickly? Just the three of us standing here. Like, well, maybe back up just a little smidge, maybe a little smidge. And she's like, oh, you want the beach in the background? Oh, I think that we may be backlit, but of course, like, let's give it a try. Oh, no, I think that we are backlit. Okay, let's go back to my original suggestion, which was the original. That was the best one of all. But, like, I humored you for a moment. Okay, that'd be great if we could do another photo. Okay, thank you so much.
She's like, very politely, like, this is how to do it.
She's like the most polite micromanager of all time.
Yeah. So then they get their picture took. And then Erica's chilling with Bose. And she's like, oh, so beautiful right here in the sun, isn't it? God damn it.
Did she bring the sun? Even the sun's pretty here. Did you bring this sun? God damn, she's rich.
So Dorit's like, can I have a Belvedere with club soda? Not too strong. I'm a new person now, so I won't say carcass out. I'll just let you do it and squeeze my own lemons because I want people to understand the struggle that I'm going through these days. Oh, look at me. Squeeze. Oh, for all the pain I'm going through with Piquet and his sponsor. Oh, for all the pain I'm going through with Jiggy and his questions. Oh, for all the pain my arms are going through from holding up the walls.
And then there's this weird moment where she's squeezing and then Kyle goes, toi? She goes, toi? What? We can twerk. And she goes, we can twerk? Talk? Should we walk on the beach? I was like, what's happening? What are they saying?
So they go have a little talk. And meanwhile, Bose is like, Garcelle, you weren't at Kyle's house. Dorit, the poor thing. She said her kid asked her if they were getting divorced. Dun, dun, dun. And Garcelle's like, oh, it is sad, isn't it? No, actually, my heart just kind of burped. Sorry, I had really spicy wings for breakfast. What were you saying about stupid Dorit?
I remember my son Jax putting him to bed. And, you know, because we switch off every Mondays. And he goes, well, when I'm with you, I miss Dad. And when I'm with Dad, I miss you. And no one prepares you for that. No one at all. Anyway, I turned off the light and was like, get the fuck to sleep. And that was it.
Well, how do you feel when you're with the nanny? Because that's who you're going to be spending the next week with. Goodbye. So then we go to Dorit and Kyle talking. And Dorit's like, would you like me to start? Would you like to start? Okay. Listen, first and foremost, I'll start since you didn't answer. I'll start and I'll finish. Now, first and foremost, did you consider us good friends, Kyle? Did you?
Yes.
Oh, do you want to salvage a friendship?
I do. I, like, do you?
Oh, very much, Kyle. Because
because your friendship has always meant so much to me, I want to salvage it. And when I wrote to you, and you know, I said I've never repeated, when you said I've never repeated anything you said, you know, I knew that you were making him feel like that he can talk to you, and you're not going to repeat it. And that's okay, Kyle.
Hold on. Okay, you can't say that I know that you were, like, I'm sending you this text saying, like, I'm a trustworthy person, I don't repeat things, and I don't. Like, you know me to read. And in this group, all these years, anything anyone has confided in me, I have never repeated. And that was just like my way of saying, I'm a safe space if you need. And I know that he's not going to reach out to me because if he needed, he's got like a million friends. But I just wanted to say, I'm a safe space if you want to talk shit about your wife, but also like we're only going to talk about memes. But if you want to talk shit about your wife, you can. But also like we were only doing memes. But like if you wanted to talk shit, I'm just saying it's a safe space for it. So honestly, I don't see what I did that was wrong.
And I actually like that Dorit laid it down. She's just like, here's the thing. When two people are separated, you should choose the side of the girl. Are you on my side or on you on his side?
Because if you do get information from him, and I'm glad you called yourself a safe space, because when you get information from him, you better tell me.
He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because most people are like,
it was no, just like, why are you supporting PK? And now she's like, you better spy, woman.
Yeah, most people don't lay it out like you better be on my side. Most people are like, no, look, you can be friends with whoever you want to be with. I'm not going to tell you who you should or should not be friends with. But if you're friends with that person, it just means I'm going to have to take a step back from religion. She's like, no, his side or my side. And if
take
you're on
my
his
side and tell me what shit he's talking. Yeah, and I love that. I found that very refreshing, actually.
Yeah, because that's what I think everyone's thinking in these situations. And Kyle's like, I obviously in writing that, like, I wasn't thinking about choosing sides. Like, you know that, like, you know that state of your relationship. Like, I didn't know anything. And he's never said anything bad about you. And if he had, you wouldn't know because it's in the vault. And I would certainly never talk badly about you and to PK in 1 million years, except for, you know, probably all the shit I talked about you. Whatever. I hope you know that.
It's called HIPAA. So, sorry. Well, here's what I want from Kyle. I want Coyle to be a Goyle's Goyle. And that's it. I want a Goyle and a Goyle. Goyles for Goyles.
Yeah, I just really didn't think it was going to be like difficult to maintain friendship with between both Dorit and PK, because like anytime Dorit and I have gone through a hard time, PK and I always maintained our friendship. But like if that's what she wants, if she wants to make a crazy, like ridiculous request like that, like I'm fine with that. Like it's just her being needy and like I'm just like level headed. I just will tend to her because like I'm, you know, even though I'm going through a lot, you know, she's obviously taking much worse. I think she's having like a little bit of a mentee bee, you know, so I just want to move forward and put all this negativity behind us.
Yeah, and you know, Kyle is still making it about her and making Dorit seem crazy for even wanting this, but she'll do it. She'll go with it. But I was actually proud of Kyle because she didn't have a fit. She stayed calm and she actually listened to her, or at least pretended to listen to her friend, and then agreed. I was like, wow, that's lovely. So where are we putting this to bed? It's almost like someone told them, okay, guys, it's mid-season. We cannot have a fight about the memes every week. So let's wrap it up.
All right? And it's like
the bird's more interesting at this point.
And I think someone told Kyle, by the way, Kyle, they're saying that you're not a girl's girl. So she's like, you know, I feel really bad about PK because he actually has been like a really good friend. But I still understand. And I do believe that women have to stick together, especially when they're trying to rout another woman out of the group.
I see fried chicken.
So the other ladies are getting chicken served to them. And someone's like, I want a breast. And the chef goes, I'm hoping this is a breast. And Garceau goes, aren't you the chef? I mean, if you don't know, who does?
Yeah, seriously. So
this one looks like a cooked PK fresh out of the shower. I'll take it.
So they're all freezing and they're like, hey, where's Kyle and Erica? I mean, Kyle and Dorit. They're like, okay. So they come to the table and Erica's like,
all right, well, I'm tired of their drama. I'm tired of their marital drama. I'm tired of their drama with each other. I hope they work it out because, quite honestly, I'm tired of this. I am tired. I want to get them to get along because we need peace.
I'm like, Erica, tired of them? We've been watching your situation for like 5 years now.
Yeah, but it was like 100 times more compelling. I have to give it to Erica. That was, I wouldn't say fun. That's cold to call it fun, but it was. So then, now they're going to play some games, guys.
Dun, dun, dun. What's the most embarrassing thing you can ask the waiter on a date? When are you off?
Erica's like, meet me out back.
Okay, question. Next question. What length would you go for $1 million? I'm like, didn't Erica already answer that question? It's called season, her first like three or four seasons on this show.
Is Erica still in a lawsuit for those earrings? I mean, she'd go a long way. The girl was with a man tripping over his own balls in the hallway. Okay. Don't make Erica answer that. She's already answered it on television for a decade.
So, yeah, she's like, well, $1 million isn't a lot of money these days. So the answer is probably not very far.
Remember that movie with Demi Moore?
Indecent Proposal.
Yeah. Yeah. He let her husband sleep with him for $1 million. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't. And Jennifer Tilly just goes,
well, they were younger.
Bose is like, okay, let's pause there. Let's adjust for inflation. What if it were $20 million?
Oh, yeah. Hell, where did we sign up? Okay, now we're talking. Give me a crap table. I want to roll around on that.
And Garcelle's like, well, I've done things for less.
That's what I'm saying, honey.
So then they're all cracking up. And Bose is like, wait, you'd sleep with someone else's husband for money? Like, what if it's your man, though? And she goes,
well, hey, we want the money. I don't give a fuck about these people. Give me the money.
And Dorit's, well, Bose is like, well, let's pretend you were in love. And Dorit's like, Eric has never been in love. And then everyone's like, what? And then we see flashback to Erica being like, listen, Erica just found out what empathy was last season. So love is, okay, yeah, we're still working steps towards love. Yeah.
Let's just take some baby steps, you know. So we see the flashback to her saying,
I want one good love affair, ladies, just one. I just want one of those things you see in the movies, you know, where you just can't be a pop. One minute you're a hooker, the next minute some lady has to give you clothes in a Beverly Hills shop. Oh, I love that movie.
Bose is like, I love love. Somewhere in the back of my mind, there's a little voice that's like, be careful, be careful, be careful. But I keep shoving rose petals in her and tell her, shut up. Just let me be in love. And here's a robe. Enjoy your massage, voice.
I love Bose. She just goes, I fall in love every other day.
So then Jennifer Tilly's saying, oh, I love my man. Yes, I do love him quite a bit. And she talks about her ex and she's like, I feel like Sam was so instrumental in my life in so many ways. I feel like his energy is still with me, specifically in the creepy doll that I have in my foyer. Every day, honestly, I'm like, thank you, Sam. And like, you know, when I get to use the valet parking instead of driving down the street and looking for some free parking, when I buy a Gucci outfit, I'm like, thank you, Sam, because he gave me a very good divorce settlement.
It sounds like she's going to be so sweet and sentimental. She's like,
every day I feel his energy. Oh, Sam, thank you for not making me park my car on the street anymore. Thank you for making me rich.
It's like, wow.
Thank you for making me impossibly rich. I would never have thought it.
What a beautiful sentiment. Beautiful. So now they get these lanterns ready, which I think, don't you put candles in those? This whole thing, I mean, yes, just considering
do
what
night also. Yeah. Like, don't do a lantern at 3 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, I was getting scared watching this just because it's been pretty harrowing in the news. And I'm like, please don't set fires and then send them floating over the hills.
That would be great.
That would be a great idea. But luckily, the wind is very intense and those lanterns just, like, flop around like jellyfish on the beach. And they blow away and they go chase after them and it's like funny and
is really funny. I really enjoyed this scene. It was like a fun and game scene that I really enjoyed. This episode was really nice. I think they've got a good group here. They all have fun together. I think Bose is blending in really nicely.
Bose is excellent.
I love it. Oh, and this is where they run into the dead bird. Kyle goes, oh my God, there's a dead bird. Finally that bird got sick of flying into Kyle's head and it just finally died, you know?
And then they all just run away because that bird is just like there on the beach.
They run away screaming.
Son goes, no more dead animals. There's more.
So, wow. That was a good episode. I loved it. Just heartwarming. Huge Kyle fan. Great.
Huge. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's great.
My life has changed, you guys.
Yeah, it was magnificent.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. Fun times. We'll have the Real Housewives of New York recap probably tomorrow. I would guess, at some point, or maybe later today. Who knows, really? Watch us on Watch What Happens Live on Thursday night after Southern Charm. We'll be the bartenders there. And get your tickets for the Golden Crappies at watchwhatcrappens.com. Streaming tickets are available now for Saturday night. And if you can't watch Saturday night, they'll still be, you can still watch it for like 2 weeks or whatever. So join us. That's a huge party. And it's a huge party in person. It's especially a huge party online. I mean, people go crazy in that chat room. It's one of my favorite times of the year. So please come join us for that. And then we'll see you in Salt Lake City and Denver next week. And for more cities and show dates, go to watchwhatcrappens.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no less namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's got a leg up, it's Beth Annie.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie, my favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Put on a kettle for Rebecca Weddle.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hey, Hotels.com here. Struggling to keep up with your toddler? We know a hotel that'll keep them entertained. Book family-friendly hotels with pools in the Hotels.com app. Find your perfect somewhere.